Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
BT out sick today. Hoff is out sick as well. He was out sick yesterday. And then I just went out in the newsroom. Hey, look, you're sick, can't come in, can't come in. Like, I get it. I'm going to go nuts. I don't want to start any issues with anybody. I mean, I've been sick, but I've been here all week, whatever. Maybe it is what it is. And I go out in the newsroom, and I see Rosie's here today. And I'm like, well, what are you doing here? Where's Moresh? And Loogie's out there. Where's Moresh? And I guess Evan, Tiki, and Moresh, because it's Halloween, are working from home. You could just imagine back to the days of Francesa, and when I was on his show, man, you weren't here during the fall book, it was an issue. Rightfully so. It's inherent in me. I will tell you this. I might have to start readjusting some things here. Like my wife's 50th birthday, for example. Okay, she's probably going to hate that I say that, but that's just the reality of it. It's coming up. It's on a football Friday. You know, I've been telling her for months, like, I'm sorry, it's December. It's a football Friday. Like, I can't miss that. I don't care what birthday it is. Football show. Like, I got it. Football Friday, perfect parlay pick segment. Now, I mean, I guess the rules have been lightened a little bit. What's the word, Dove? The thing has been loosened a little bit. What am I looking for? Not the rope has been loosened. I don't know. Whatever.
People are treating this place the way you treated Home Depot.
Yeah. Even at Home Depot in the beginning, I was, you know, I'm a rule follower. You tell me to be here, I'm going to be here. I'm not trying to cut any corners. My God.
Rosie says the screws have been loosened.
There you go. Screws have been loosened. That's one. Not bad. But, like, am I the idiot? Because I'm telling my wife on her 50th birthday, I'm sorry, I can't take a day off. I have days to take, but it's a football Friday in the fall. Like, I can't be missing that. I'm going to be out because of the holidays anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Dove respects your work ethic.
It's a tricky thing because, you know, people be sensitive to certain things, but...
She wants the whole day?
Well, what do you mean the whole day? I mean, it is a big deal.
I understand.
The big 5-0.
But the show ends 2 o'clock.
Oh, that's what I said. She's fine with it. I'm just saying, like, I told her, my wife, I told her, I can't take off on your birthday because I am prioritizing a football Friday for work.
Good for you.
Because I believe that that is important. But when I walk out in the newsroom and I'm basically the only guy standing, I mean, is it that important? I mean, hard to think that. Like, I'm the one who's, you know, head down, let's go, let's go, let's go. I'm here. I'm just saying that if the screws have been loosened a little bit, and then, I mean, I'm not just taking a rando day off. I'm talking about a significant event like that. Here's the sad part, and this is what I'm really mad at. I'm really mad at myself. Because in the end, who's the sucker? I'm the sucker. Because I can't take, like, even if I could, even if the bosses come to me and they go, Sal, come on, dude. Of course, this isn't 20 years ago. Chernoff's not here anymore. Mike's not here. Don't worry about it. You can take off any day you want.
To be fair, in Mike's day, you couldn't work from home if you were here or you weren't here.
All right.
But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be here or having the whole day at home?
I mean... You know, you're missing the point, Dove. You're missing the point.
You can answer it.
You're missing the point. I'm just, you know, my point is why I'm mad at myself is because even if they said to me, and they would, they'd be like, oh, you need off for your wife's birthday? Dude, don't come in. We'll figure it out. BT's got you. Don't worry about it. Football Friday. We'll send in your picks, whatever it may be. I can't. It's not in me. I can't miss it.
You used to run away from Home Depot to get here. Now, if you're off, you might run away to Home Depot.
Right. Exactly right. Depending on the day, yeah. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Perfect Parlay Pick 7 coming up in 10 minutes. Let's see what we got here. Steve is on Long Island. Steve?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking the call. I love your show.
Thank you.
Sal, I could sum this up in two words as far as a disgruntled Giant fan. Fire Dable. I look at it this way, and I have a, if not a theory, a suspicion, and you tell me if you agree or not. If the guy doesn't know what the hell play to call, get rid of him. I mean, everybody knew, you know, people would say that Monday morning quarterbacking, well, if you only made the extra couple of inches, you would have made a first down. If they didn't drop the ball, yeah. But one thing that's no if, you got to make the right call. That call was so ridiculous to have him throw instead of run, which would have killed the last time out in the Denver game and virtually win the ball game. He calls the wrong one. Just like, you know, I got a theory and my suspicion anyway. The players play the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you suppose, like a lot of times, they want to be essential, just like Pete Carroll did? Instead of handing it to Lynch twice, but you have a timeout in your back pocket and 20 seconds left, and, oh, by the way, the Seagulls win the Super Bowl? No, let's give Belichick and the Patriots another Super Bowl. Let's call a pass play, which ruined the whole thing for them. Same thing. They want to be essential. Rather than calling an ordinary play, they call an extraordinary play because they want to be, look, aren't I a genius? Look what I call.
My issue there, I'm curious to see what you think of this, Steve, and we had this debate at the time, but my issue there was that either be aggressive or either try to run out the clock. They run, run, pass two times in a row, to me, just made no sense. I would have preferred they be aggressive. You're saying run the clock out there? Fine, if you're going to do that, then run the clock out three straight times. I would have, though, been more aggressive earlier on in those downs.
Well, I mean, what was wrong? Look, there was about 4 minutes and change left. You have one timeout. And to be honest with you, Peyton might not have even taken the timeout like we think because he might have thought, gee, I need two scores. If I don't have a timeout in my back pocket, I might not get the field goal unit
on. He did take those two early. You're talking about 5 minutes to go, Giants trying to run off the clock. You can't do it with 5 minutes. Peyton smartly takes the two timeouts. And at that point, even if the Giants run the football, it's still there's still plenty of time left, even with just one timeout for Denver.
Well, thing is, let's argue it out.
Yeah.
Are you taking on that third down, if a run was caught, forget about a run, you're risky. Oh, anything's risky. You might run at the ball and drop the ball.
Right, right.
Smother the ball. Go down on the knee. So smother the ball. Does Peyton call the timeout or not?
Well,
in your opinion,
I would say probably not there. I'm not 100% sure, but okay. Either way, to me, it's not enough of running the clock out to say you were going to get the win. Now, it favors your argument because the result was not only a pass, it was a pass that turned into an immediate score.
Right. That's the problem. Why risk that? Take a knee. Now, they're either going to call the timeout or not. I'll argue both ways. If they call the timeout, now they got to get 10 points with four and change left, and you're getting the ball back unless the onside kick is successful, which very rarely it is. And now you're going to run three, even a fourth play. You'll take it down to the last second, call timeout, and it seems like there'd be hardly enough time for them to get the field goal range.
It would have been significantly more difficult. But, Steve, how about the other side to it? And thank you for the call. Good back and forth there. That was fun. Get back to us. The other side of it, which was what I was saying that Monday afterward, why not just try to throw the football on the first down? Like, when you've got 5 minutes to go in the game and you have a big lead and the opponent or the opposing coach is calling timeouts, why not just say, okay, I'm not going to you run on first down, he calls a timeout. You say, all right, we're going to play that game. I'll let him keep his two timeouts. I'm going to start throwing the football a little bit. Mix it up. As opposed to predictably run into the line. You're basically just delaying the inevitable to give them the ball. One way or another, they were getting the ball way too quick. And it happened even quicker than you thought because of the interception. Which, by the way, to me is more on the quarterback than it is the play call. My issue with the play call is that first and second down can't just be running into the line. Now I'm going to try to throw it. Like that just, I wanted either one or the other. Come out and have a normal drive or come out and try to play clock, which I thought it was too early for. Either way, still no excuse to lose that game. Daniel is calling from the Upper West Side. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, Sal. How are you?
Not bad.
I heard you beating yourself up over the kitten.
Oh, yes.
I know it's not sports stuff, but my family are cat people. I can totally give you enough feedback to put your mind at rest and not beat yourself up.
Okay, what do you got?
Well,
you think that little kitty's okay?
I'm sure the little kitty's okay for many reasons. One, if he goes to a shelter, they never put a kitten down. Everyone wants kittens. So if he's got a microchip, they'll find the owner. But if he's that friendly that he came over to you, he'll do it with someone else.
Maybe somebody else took him?
Someone, yes.
Well, that was my hope. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I don't really want to pick up that pile of garbage. Not the cat. I'm just talking about in general. And thank you for the call, Daniel. Like, I don't really want to pick up that piece of garbage on the street, but hopefully somebody else will. Oh, I don't really want to help, you know, that person over there. Hopefully somebody else will. You know what I mean? That was this, like, oh, like I kind of want to help the kitten, but I can't. I got enough problems on my own. Maybe somebody else will take on this problem. Do me a solid. So hopefully that's the case. Hopefully. Tony is in Edison. What's up, Tony?
Tony in Edison.
What's up, Tony?
All right, Sal.
Hi.
So, yeah, I got a cat story.
Hmm.
I was driving over to Bristol Bridge probably about 2 weeks ago when I seen a little black kitten sitting on the side of the road on the Bristol Bridge.
Hmm.
So, me being the good person that I am, I stop my car and run after it. The cat sees me, starts sprinting away. So now I'm sprinting after a cat on the Driscoll Bridge.
Hmm.
I cut it off, get in front of it. Cat bangs a U-turn, starts running the opposite way, still chasing the cat. It starts to climb up the fence as I get close to it.
Uh-oh.
And right when I grabbed it, it's at the top of the fence about to go over.
Oh, then you almost killed the cat, Tony. Sounds like
I
you scared it.
I almost watched it die. I'm thinking to myself, this cat's got to be a Met fan.
What ended up with the cat?
So I ended up bringing it over to a local animal shelter. It was attacking me, running around the back of my
car. See, there you go. See, that's why I did the right thing. Did it look, how did it look? Did it look pretty and cute?
It was a baby kitten.
Oh,
and I'm thinking, you know, you've driven over the Driscoll Bridge before. The only way it could have gotten there is being dumped out of a window, you know?
Now, why would you run and chase it as opposed to trying to have it come to you?
I'm thinking in my head, you know, driving by 65, I see the cat. If I would have kept going, I would have lived with that for the rest of my life.
Right, but why not get out and have the cat try to come to you as opposed to running, scaring it away, running it, chasing
it
down?
Right. I don't know if I misspoke, but I did. I was approaching it, you know, slowly walking.
Okay.
It seen me and ran away.
Well, you're a better man than I am, Tony, and thank you for the call, although you nearly killed the cat. See, I'd rather not risk nearly killing the cat and just not do anything. Like, I have nothing to do with it. I'm almost going to pretend that I didn't see the cat. Like, the cat saw me, I saw it. I hope we pretend we didn't see each other. Look, bro, I wish I could help you out. I got stuff to do. You believe me, like, you don't want to come home to my wife anyway. Like, you're better off out here in the parking lot. You know what I'm saying? Stuff going on at home. Plus, I got a dog. You know what I mean? That's what I said to him mentally. And he looked at me mentally, and I don't know if he was getting what I was putting out there. Because he still looked like he wanted me to pick him up and take him home or somewhere. Or at least feed him, which I got nothing on me. Like, what, do you want a protein bar? I don't know if he's going to take that. I'm going to try to let it go, though, and move on. Richard is in Manhattan. What's up, Richard?
Sal, you know who Jackson Dart reminds me of?
Who's that?
Old guy. Who? And I'll give you a hint. Ties to the Giant organization. Eli and Peyton know this guy very well, though. They never saw the guy play.
Who?
Same exact situation. He wears a similar number. He plays exactly like this guy did 54 years ago. Archie Manning.
Okay.
Exactly.
Maybe you can enlighten me. I don't recall watching Archie Manning play. I mean, no, I'm only
46. 71. Well, yeah. You're not old enough. 71. Yeah. He came in the league. Three quarterbacks came in. Pastorini, Jim Plunkett.
He could run Archie. Like Dart?
Yep. Say, oh, Archie was unbelievably athletic.
Really?
Not like the two sons. No.
Yeah, it's surprising because the two sons can't move a lick.
Sal, I got one for you for the Yankees.
Yeah.
We hear all the time.
You like my costume today, Richard?
I don't have TV.
Okay, so I'm going to explain to you.
I'm a telephone, radio, write letters, newspaper guy.
I get it. I respect
the 1960s.
I respect the old school. I am a Yankees member of the Department of Nerds.
And I'm in my glory now. The New York Post has all the statistics for the top rushers, pass receivers, quarterback ratings. I love that stuff.
I just fell asleep when you were explaining those numbers to me. Now, go ahead.
I love it. Sal, you hear this all the time, Yankee fans. The mission statement is World Series or bust. Am I correct in that?
Yes.
Okay. Nothing new. From 1960 to 1964, the Yankees went to 5 World Series.
Richard, you know what time it is, Richard.
They lost.
Richard, I'm sorry, Richard. My thumb hit you by accident there. I didn't mean to do that. You know what time it is? It's 1:20 in the afternoon. That's like a 1:20 in the morning type call, not 1:20 in the afternoon. And I do like you, Richard. You're one of my favorite callers. I can't go over the history of the Yankees here and their World Series and all the numbers and all the stats. Plus, you didn't even acknowledge my costume. D-O-N. Yankees Department of Nerds. Come on. That's the difference. What's that, Rami? That's the difference. The Department of Nerds got to get on it. Back in the 90s, there weren't as many nerds running things. Led to a dynasty. Now the D-O-N is taking the Yankees to a spot where championships don't happen that frequently. 2009. It's a long time ago. Perfect Parlay Pick segment. When we come back, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season, streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Today's football picks are presented by Cash App. It is week 9 of the Perfect Parlay Pick segment. And really no changing after week 8. Nobody hit a parlay, and the only points that we got were correctly predicting the Eagles would beat the Giants. So just tack on the 5 points. Hoff is in first by a wide margin, 155 to my 90 in second. BT is in third right now with 40. Now, there are going to be some issues here. We don't have any picks from BT. Hoff did send his in. We have to determine if that's going to count. I mean, if you don't show up for the Perfect Parlay Pick segment, maybe it's just a chance for me to gain ground all by my lonesome. Here we go. I got 3 for you so far. That's what's going to be, a 3-team parlay. And there's a theme here. Home dogs. All 3. Starting with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Picked against the Colts last week. I took the 14.5. An embarrassing pick. Stupid pick. The Titans are horrible. The Steelers aren't horrible. They don't have a great defense. But I don't believe the Colts offense is going to do what it's been doing at home. I know it did it against the Chargers on the road as well. Colts really haven't beaten anybody impressive. Give me Aaron Rodgers, Mike Tomlin, and the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. They're getting 3.5 points. I mean, good God. What has gone on here? I know Daniel Jones has been an MVP. At some point, they'll come back down to earth, even for a game. So that's game number 1 for me. Steelers at home. I'm getting 3.5. I got to like that against the Colts. Game number 2. This is a game of the week. Give me the Buffalo Bills at home over the Chiefs. I know that the Chiefs are the best team in football and everybody loves them, but even the best teams lose a game. And the way the Bills performed against the Panthers, that was encouraging to me. And you can talk about Ed Oliver being out and the key pieces on defense. Sure. But ultimately, I'll take my chances with Josh Allen and the Bills at home against the Chiefs team, who is due for a little bit of a letdown. They've been great. They've been dominant. They've righted the ship here over the last several weeks. I think that changes at least for a day. Give me the Bills at home on Sunday plus 2.5. And now we go to MetLife. Give me Big Blue. Yes, I believe in Jackson Dark. I actually, and I hesitate to say this, I actually believe in Brian Daboll to a certain extent. And I believe the Giants are going to win this football game and get themselves to 3-6, get back to the winning ways. Niners aren't that good. West Coast to the East Coast, backup quarterback, people dismissing the Giants because of their last 2 performances, specifically against the Eagles. Scataboo injury. I think they overcome it all, led by 6 and led by the defense. Give me Big Blue plus 2.5. So we got the Steelers plus 3.5 at home over the Colts, Bills plus 2.5 at home over the Chiefs, and the G-Men plus 2.5 over the 49ers as maybe something positive in the Shane Daboll backing in the final 9 weeks of the year. As for the straight-up games, I'm going to pick the Giants, obviously. I think they're going to win, so we look for 5 points right there. We don't have any picks from BT. Hoff did send in his picks to Rami. I'll have to decide if we want to count them or not. Rami, what did Hoff give you? How many? 4?
He gave me 4, and if you have to be here, I could give you my 3 picks.
No, go ahead, Rami. Give me Hoff's 4 picks.
All right, so Hoff has the Broncos plus 1.5 at the Texans.
Okay.
Which Costos liked also. Yeah. Yes. Steelers. He has them too, plus 3.5 against the Colts.
Okay.
He has the Cowboys at home, -2, or I think they're at, or -2.5 against the Cardinals.
They're home against the Cardinals, yes. Yeah.
And then he has the Giants money line.
Wait, so you gave me 3 picks, no?
That's 4. Broncos, Steelers, Cowboys, and Giants.
So 3 plus the Giants money line, a 3-team correct parlay for Hop. All right, we'll have to revisit when everybody gets back next week and then.
Well, I think for
this,
the parlay, he wanted the Giants plus 2.5.
Oh, okay, so then
and
it
then
is
also
okay
the money line separately.
Just make sure you clarify that, and then we'll go over it on Monday when everybody's back and see what goes on there. All right, so that does it for the Perfect Parlay Pick segment week 9. Let's get back to the phones. Jay is calling from Stony Brook. What's up, Jay?
What's up, Sal? How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
So, good, good. So, I love the parlay picks that you guys have. It's the best on the fans by far.
Thank you.
My thing is, your list, probably about, I'd say, more than half your listeners are big gamblers. So, you're missing half of the weekend on Saturday. So, just throwing this out there, let me know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You guys each do, so the NFL picks, everything stays exactly the same.
Yep.
But since your listeners are betting on Saturday, each of you guys do a 4-team parlay for college football. You guys depend. You guys determine what the bonus would be. But what I think would be cool is if one of you guys hit that 14 parlay the following week for the NFL picks, you get like a one game mulligan. So if you do like a 14 parlay,
right, and we hit three
and
out
you
of
get
four,
one wrong,
yeah,
something. Juice it up a little
now,
bit.
Now, not a bad idea. And Mike and Chris used to do the college football picks as well. I remember doing that with Mike with the South Special. I love that. I actually do make college picks in a pool, but I do that Friday night when I get home or Saturday morning. Now, why four, though, Jay? Why would you want four college games? Just because? Or you'd be okay with three? Or
three would be fine. Four, I just think because it's harder to hit the four, so it's not going to really change your Sunday parlay,
right?
Perfect parlay picks, because it's not going to happen that often, and it would just give the fans, you know, four games to maybe look at from each of you guys' perspective.
Not bad. We appreciate that, Jay. Thank you for the call and thank you for the idea. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I'm sure BT'd be on for it as well, especially now where he's watching the college football so much so because of the Jets quarterback situation. So maybe we could get a Hoff. I don't know if he's going to want to partake in that. I mean, what's the difference, Hoff, anyways? He's just going to look at a team and pick it for whatever reason that he does. And by the way, you see that has success. He's won the first edition of the Perfect Parlay Pick segment in its inaugural season, and now he's leading by a lot so far through the first 8 weeks here. Not a bad idea. Could be another segment to do on Friday, a little college football picks. I'm okay with it. You know, the pick segments over years, Mike and Chris mastered that. Like, nobody will ever do it better than they do. And I feel like it just got to a point where it was watered down so much so. That's why I came up with the idea for the perfect parlay pick segment. At least change it up a little bit. Have a scoring system. Have the parlays. Go head to head. Put something on the line just to try to evolve it, because those two guys did it as good as anybody else will ever do it, and it just can't be done. Hitting the music for this. I mean, you could do it again, but it's just not the same. Now everybody does it, which is probably why I got away from the college stuff. Plus, you know, in New York, college is not as big as it is elsewhere, although those guys made it big back then. So we can maybe have some fun with it. Not a bad thought, Jay. We appreciate the insight. 888-808-1019. We'll come back. More of your calls on the other side. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself, or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most: running it. Ring Business. Business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this? Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
Paul is calling from Buffalo. What's up, Paul?
Details in life are everything, and your costume today is detail-rich and just funny as heck, Fireman.
Are you watching on YouTube?
Glasses.
You're watching?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you checking in on YouTube. Yes, I am dressed up. We could get into that in a little bit, but thank you very much, Paul. Appreciate you watching.
And as a Yankees analytics nerd, I have to ask you, should we trade Carlos Rodon?
Trade Carlos Rodon for who? For what? You're not trading Carlos Rodon? And just to be clear, I am not a Yankees analytics department member. If you're checking out on YouTube, it'll probably be posted on social at some point here soon. I am a member of the Yankees DON, Department of Nerds. As you see here on my pocket, DON, Department of Nerds. I mean, that's what the Yankees have. Why not come up with the Department of Nerds costume today? So glad you enjoyed that.
As we get set for Game 6 of the World Series tonight, the Blue Jays and the Dodgers, I am about to take off my costume soon. I can't wait to actually get out of it. It's been uncomfortable. The wig, the uniform pants, just in case, because those of you on YouTube probably didn't see this. Look at that. There we go. You see that, Rami? Is that a good look for the YouTube people?
That was a great look for the YouTube people. BT gives them that look every day.
I don't have a cup on. Hopefully that. All right. Anyway, BT and Sal Player to Watch is sponsored by ELEC 825, Building Our Future. Collars & Co., the original dress collar polo. For me, it's very simple this week, actually. One player to watch. I'm going to go Giants, Niners, go to MetLife, and go in the trenches. I'm looking to see 97, and I want to see how Dexter Lawrence responds to the criticism. I don't know if, you know, I'm not going to give Carl Banks credit for motivating him if he does respond, although maybe there is a part that should be. I just hope that maybe the criticism that has been going on consistently from the beginning of the season, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, and I think that some of it is certainly warranted, but I love Dexter Lawrence. I think he's such a great person, and we know he's a great player at his best. I don't know if he's hurt, but I can't ask those things. I'm not there. They don't give us access to that. I'm not going out there. Like, I don't know if he's hurt. I'm going to assume that he's not. Either way, I'm looking at Dexter Lawrence to wreak some havoc and maybe even get a couple of those signature Dexter Lawrence dances out there at MetLife in what I expect to be a Giants victory come Sunday. Let's finish up on the phones here, try to run through as many as we can. Guy is in Millington. What's up, Guy?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, listen, me and my brother's been talking about the game, the Giant game against Philly. And the one thing that we find very disheartening is that there's no mention of this illegal tackle that basically put Scataboo on the bench, and who knows if he's going to be good enough, you know, to come back next year at the beginning of the season. Do you know anything that's going on with, you know, the hopefully the penalty from the NFL on Sack Bond?
I don't, but what are you going to do? Like, are you going to be happy if they fine him? Let's say they fine him $500,000. You going to be happy with that?
No. I think he actually should be fined and basically taken out of the NFL for a couple of weeks.
Well, it was
a disastrous tackle, and it reminded me of the Buddy Ryan days when they used to have bounties on players.
Yeah, I don't. And look, you know, Cam Scataboo is a physical player, so he welcomes the contact. Maybe that ups the game of the defensive players, the defenders. What I was going to say. And thanks for the call, guy. We appreciate you checking in. Now, he's not going to get kicked out of the league, and he's not going to be suspended. And even if he is, it doesn't bring back Cam Scataboo. So I understand your frustration. I understand your anger. If there's a penalty that the NFL feels needs to be handed out, it will be. It still wouldn't make me feel any better about all of us being robbed of watching Scataboo. Like, outside of an injury to Jackson Dart, that's the worst thing possible. I'm watching that game, and I'm like, I went to social media and said, just sports are cruel at that point. Come on, dude. Scataboo, that's the guy that you're going to have get injured at this particular point? And you can see getting banged up for a game or two. You almost expect that with the way that he plays. Losing him for the season now, at the beginning and the height of the Dart Scataboo excitement, fresh off his, you know, Nick game and getting pumped up with the Ananobi dunk. Come on, man. Sports are cruel. Mike is in East Rockaway. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing? I want to give you some advice about your backyard.
Okay.
You got snakes and, what'd you say, deer?
Skunk, deer, snakes, okay. Beaver.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You go to Ace Hardware or Home Depot and you get something called Critter Ritter.
Hmm.
And you sprinkle that around behind your garage. I don't know what your yard looks like. Behind the garage, in the bushes, near the pool, whatever. And it will repel a lot of things. And there's also a special snake thing.
Yes, yes. My exterminator guys, Ghost Pest Control, they told me about that, the snake repellent. So I did get that. It smells awful, but I did get it, put it down, and the smell goes away after a couple of days. Haven't seen anything since. So, yes, thank you.
Well, that's what I do. I'm an exterminator.
Oh, there you go. My grandfather was an exterminator. So God bless you there, Mike. We appreciate you checking in. Yeah, I know. My grandfather probably looking down like, dude, you wuss. You're embarrassing my name. You know, it was named after him. What's wrong with you? You're afraid of a little skunk smell or a little snake or garter snake or a beaver? Yeah, and then the deer, I'm not really afraid of them, but, you know, I don't want to run into them. I'm afraid of them when they're coming at my car. And then the little kitten, I mean, that's a little different, but all right, we appreciate the insight there. Either way, I didn't have to do this on Long Island growing up. Matt is calling from PA. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Sal, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Long-time Giants fan. I just want to say, you know, I agree that I think, you know, it's probably time for Daboll to go, but I think my reasoning would be maybe a little bit different than what some of the other callers have said,
mm-hmm.
and that is, you know, his failures to put together a competent defensive staff. You know, I get he's the offensive guru, and he's doing great with Dart. The play calling's been significantly better this year, though that's Kafka. But then, you know, if you know that you have a little bit of a blind spot on the defensive side of the ball, then you got to bring somebody in that's going to fill in that gap for you, right? Like, that's leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be my take on why I think he needs to go, right? Like, you look at the simple analytics stuff. Like, why are we playing such a high percentage of man when we're playing Philly? And, you know, we got DBs they can't get their head around. And, you know, they're just getting picked apart. But anyway, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Daboll is, and thanks for the call, Matt. I think Daboll is the one to blame because he's the one who hired this defensive coordinator. And I'm assuming a big part of why he hired him was because he agreed with his schemes and philosophies. Why else would a head coach who's getting to make that decision hire somebody else? I'm assuming a big part of that, you know, this is not the front office like it is in baseball with the Mets picking Carlos Mendoza's staff. I'm sure Mendoza has some say, but clearly not the say overall. It's David Stearns who's putting together staff. Hey, how do you, then you interview with Mendy. Okay, how are we going to do? Okay, there you go. An arranged marriage. This, I would assume, is primarily on Daboll to go select the guy that he wants that's going to play defense the way that he wants to win football games. So that's why I believe that this is more an indictment on the head coach than it is the defensive coordinator. Bowen has been god-awful. Everybody knows that. Who's the guy that hired him? And why is he letting him get away with it? If you hired a guy to do a certain thing, be a conservative scheme, and he's doing a conservative scheme, what's Daboll supposed to do? And by the way, even if it is conservative and there's a time where you need to be aggressive, isn't that on Daboll to say, hey, knucklehead, we just got burnt by this in week two. Don't let it happen again. Figure it out. Like, is that not how it works anymore? That's how it used to work. Mitchell is calling from Fort Lee. What's up, Mitchell?
Hello, Sal. How are you? So I was listening to you all morning. Thank you for keeping me entertained here with everyone else. I feel bad DC's not there with you, but you're doing a great job by yourself. But I heard you say that you think the Giants are going to win 5 games, 5-4 the rest of the year.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question, Sal. How do you figure in that? Because this is how I look at it. Here's my opinion. The Giants lose on Sunday to the 49ers. They lose to the Bears. They're going to lose to the Packers. They lose to the Lions. After that, and maybe the Patriots, after that, the last three games they have a chance of winning. Where do you see one of the other games they can go 5-4? Which one do you think they have the best chance to upset to get to 5-4?
I think they win this weekend. That's number one. I think they can beat the Bears. That would get me two. And then I think the final four games are all very winnable games for the Giants. Now, again, things can change week to week. Who knows who's going to be back, who's going to be out. But right now, That's what I'm basing it off of. Not only that, but they also beat the Chargers. They also beat the Eagles. By the way, I forgot to mention that my perfect streak of correctly predicting the winner of every Giants game so far through 8 weeks is on the line. I have correctly nailed every single game, including the Chargers win, the Saints loss, the Eagles win. I've gotten the Giants straight up who's going to win their game correct for 8 straight weeks. And I think they're going to beat the 49ers. So that's why, Mitchell. I think the Niners, okay. Bears, and then those final 4 games. Now, okay. I have a bone to pick with you. Mitchell, as you may have known from listening to the show, like, he helps me out sometimes getting tickets and all that stuff. And I asked him to get me a couple of Knicks tickets or get access so I could buy a couple of Knicks tickets that I wanted to give as a birthday gift for one of my nephews who requested that. I told him November 5th against the T-Wolves. Yes, Sal, I got it. He sends me the tickets for November 9th. What happened, man? Yeah. You screwed me.
Sal, you know what happened. Guys screwed up. I apologize and said we could get other tickets. I was waiting for you to get back to the SA. Still haven't texted me back yet, but we'll work it out one way or the other. But one last thing to let you know, Sal, with your great betting skills, I've heard about this last night. Do you know the Islanders have covered every game by over goals per game for the last 9 games since the season started? You know that?
I have not. No, I never. One thing I don't do, and thank you for the call, Mitchell, is bet hockey. I'm not knocking it. I just, especially not the Islanders. Maybe in a postseason series, I'll bet like the Rangers in a series. I can't bet hockey, but that is pretty cool that they've covered every game so far, if that is in case a fact. But just don't just gloss over like, oh, sorry, I'll make it up to you. The game's Wednesday. Now he's got me scrambling. I had to call in some major favors for this one. I'm hoping to hear back from some people I reached out to about this. You screwed me over. That's a bad mess up. I was willing to pay. I could have got them weeks ago. I said November 5th, and it wasn't necessarily Mitch who screwed up, but Mitch is my guy. He goes through his guy. They screwed up. I need 2 tickets. I got to give a birthday present for Wednesday's game. Come on. That can't happen. That's a bad mistake. That's even worse than Bowen 2 times in a row. Can't happen. Bad mistake. Prevent defense with a lead late again after blowing the lead in week 2. You do it again against the Broncos. Can't happen. I say a date, you get the tickets for that date. It can't be another date. Tickets against the Nets? Who then wants to go see Knicks Nets? I want to see the T-Wolves. Matt is calling from Westchester. What's up, Matt?
Yo, what's going on, Sal?
How are you, Matt?
Listen, I cannot believe that one of the biggest problems with the Giants that is not being talked about with this coaching staff is their complete inability to develop players on both sides of the ball, right? You have all these guys coming in with all this promise. Newbin, JMS, you name it. Neil, Banks.
Yeah, Deontay Banks, his first year was great.
And then all of a sudden they're terrible.
Yeah, good point. Newbin, same thing. I think it's an excellent point, Matt. I don't know, though. For me, I don't know about development, although that is a good word to use. It would be about, A, are they really picking the right guy? And then, B, why aren't they able to maximize his skill set in their system? Consistently.
Yeah, I mean, it's not only that, but I mean, you look, some of these guys, when they first come in, they look like, okay, wait a second, we got a player here. Like, Banks' first year looked like he could be something.
I love
him. And as time has gone on, he's gotten worse and worse.
Yeah, now he's unplayable. I agree with you, Matt, and thank you for the call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.